Welcome, everybody, to the Main Damie podcast. I am your host for this evening, Mark. Anthony will be joining us a little later. But I am joined, as always, by... Would you say you're the Dark Knight of the website, Dan?
I'm definitely the podcaster that you need, but not the podcaster that you deserve.
That's probably true. I mean, if you've listened to all of our episodes, you know, this is... He is our savior at times. So, anyway.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just a quick recap of what the, I guess, your topics are going to be. I'm going to have my E3 preview. I guess we'll do a little Wonder Woman talk. And then if Anthony comes in with his own topic, you know, we don't know that yet. So it'll be mystery topic.
So, ooh. Yeah.
Anyway, as usual, this is the Main Damie podcast, where three, sometimes four friends talk around and discuss everything in nerd culture, movies, video games, television, and comics. We are on Twitter, at the Main Damie. Our podcast is up on all iPod Apple services, and I think he's got it on SoundCloud and Podbean now. Not entirely sure about SoundCloud, pretty sure about
Podbean.
Who knows
what Anthony has us?
Yeah.
And everywhere,
you know, at our main website, themaindamie.com, all of our written materials on there. There'll be E3 written stuff coming up, and then all the other fun comic things that we do on the Twitter side every Wednesday, and Anthony's Five for Friday. So be sure to go there, and you can also go to our YouTube channel, which is the easiest way to get there is tinyurl.com/themaindamie. You know, like, subscribe, you know, comment on all of our videos there. And then you can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/themaindamie. So I think that about covers everything we have. We'll probably bring those back up at the end of the show. But Dan, what have you been up to?
I want to say the Five for Friday, those are my personal favorite. Those are really good.
Yeah, Ant does a really good job on those.
He does. And his reviews, and I know I might be a little biased, his reviews are better than some of the more accredited websites that I visit.
Yeah.
He has a way with words, that Anthony.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it. I was talking to him in the car when we were going to friend of the site Tom's wedding a few weeks ago, that the only thing that made me cringe as being a former editor at a newspaper was that it could be a lot tighter in terms of the writing. Like, there were certain times when, you know, he would use, like, in this movie and then end it with in this movie, the same sentence. You know, so I'm like, if he takes one of those out and tightens it down. But in terms of prose and, you know, getting his point across, it's a lot better than a lot of the, definitely better than a lot of the blog review systems out there, but and rivaling some of the, you know, top critics on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So,
other than that,
enough patting Anthony on the back. What have you been up to?
Yeah. Well, I got to keep the boss happy. I recently went to Atlantic City with a few friends of ours, exciting my fiance. Celebrated the big 3-0 for the fiance.
She's one of us now.
She is, yeah, she's joined the dark side. But it was a good time, you know. Our good friend Chase came with us, friend of the website, and he has done I believe a couple of sketches with us back in the day.
Yeah.
I lost only $5, so that's not bad.
That's good, it's a good night.
Yeah. I think the highlight of the weekend there wasn't very many. We kept it kind of low key, but Jen and I were playing craps, and this guy comes up with his. It had to have been, you know, a mail order bride or something like that, because they looked totally different. But I think he was just learning to play craps because he would keep picking up the dice with one hand and then changing it to another hand. And I don't know if you know this, Mark, but the dealers freak out over it.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Can't.
So he must have done that 5 or 6 times. And at one point, the dealer was like, dude, you do that one more time, I'm kicking you out. The guy's, you know, he doesn't understand for some reason.
Yeah.
And he's getting mad at the dealer. Whoa, hey man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause a problem. You know, he's getting a attitude with the dealer for doing his job pretty much.
Yeah, it's just when you get first timers on the table, it depends on how inebriated they are, whether they'll be very apologetic or be an asshole, as this guy seems.
No, this guy was not. He was stone cold sober.
Oh.
No, he was just a noob, as they say. But, you know, he hit a couple numbers for us.
Oh, nice. So he wasn't the
I
typical...
I can't complain too much about him, but...
Yeah, he's a typical rookie hot hand.
Yeah, I guess. He helped me out a little bit, but... And then we went to a... I guess it was like a go-go bar.
Okay.
And they had these two girls in a cage, but the cage... The bars were beams of light, so they weren't really bars, obviously. But these two girls that were, you know, naked, except they had pasties on, they were dancing and doing whatever. Now, that the bar was not crowded at all.
Ooh.
And you would imagine, with half-naked women, that place would be crawling, but it was pretty much dead all night.
Yeah, it's a shame. That just is like... Basically, that's what AC is like now?
Yeah, it was... We went for Memorial Day weekend, and it was dead.
Yeah, it's weird.
Everyone's broke.
Yeah. That, and there's, what, like, four casinos down there now that are open?
Yeah, like Tropicana, Borgata.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, we went to the Trop when we were down there, and that place was... full, like you would normally expect to, but you walk right outside, there's no one on the street. You know, there's no one on the boardwalk. It's weird.
One of the people that we were with walked home from Tropicana to the Sheraton Hotel.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, some people who listen to this, they might not be from New Jersey.
Yeah.
But Atlantic City is not the safest place during the day.
Yeah.
So at night, just extrapolate that by 10. It's way worse. So I was in the middle of playing craps, and he comes up to me and Jen and goes, you know, I'm gonna go back to the hotel. I'm not feeling good. Well, you're right, man. You need money for a cab or something? And he goes, no, I'm just going to walk. It didn't register in my mind that we were in AC.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
So I was like, all right, man, take care. Clearly, I care about my friends more than I care about money.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just, yeah, you don't even, it just, yeah, I'm assuming, yeah, there's nobody. I would be interested to see what, you know, crime rates and stuff are like now down there with, you know, or even how the summers are.
It's pretty shady. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but I mean, like, normally, you know, when it's the casino, I would assume that when they'd be, if there's robberies going on, they'd be, if there's more people, there's more likely of that happening. You know,
right,
but maybe I'm thinking differently.
Yeah, I think you're being a little racist.
Yeah, but yeah, so besides your little trip down to AC, anything else?
Not shit. I saw Wonder Woman over the weekend.
Nice, nice. Wedding prep going good?
Wedding prep is going just fine, sir. Did you get the save the date?
Yes, I did.
Nice. What'd you think? Pretty sexy,
pretty good.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
It's at least better than Anthony's. You got to give me that.
Yeah, it's a magnet.
Yeah.
So.
I mean,
it's already.
We didn't want to go too crazy.
Yeah.
So we just figured magnet, but
Magnets are always useful.
That photo shoot?
Yeah.
Goddamn nightmare, Mark. Because for the listeners out there, my fiance and I, we did our save the dates, but she insisted on having our two dogs. Now, Bruce and Harley, right?
Yeah, never work with kids and animals, as they say.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you why. Those two dogs, I love them to death, Mark.
Yeah.
They would not sit still for the life of us. If someone had pointed a gun at our head and said, make those dogs sit still, we wouldn't be on this podcast right now. You'd be talking to yourself.
Yeah.
They would not stop moving around. It was so annoying.
Yeah.
But I guess it was all worth it.
It came out good. The pictures didn't show it. They got the good shots.
Yeah, Jen had to work her magic.
it's like the photos between the kid crying in the photo booth is essentially what you guys got.
Yeah. I don't know. All credit to us again.
Yeah.
But, other than that, it's been good.
Yeah, so, as we get, we're pushing into the summer here, so what are we, a little under 5 months from the wedding itself? So
that sounds about right.
Yeah, you should get in those final stretches here. In terms of me, it's a little boring on my end here. I got sick over Memorial Day weekend and still haven't fully recovered. So if you ever hear little silences coming, it's because I'm hitting mute on the microphone and coughing off a mic here.
We don't have a cough button.
No, I have to mute the mic, so it don't have weird silence in it. But the big plan we had on the stream over Memorial Day weekend got completely thrown out the window because, I wouldn't have been able to talk more than 2 seconds nor concentrate. It's a big thing I was setting up where I was going to try to beat Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past in under 6 hours. And
how'd that go?
I didn't do it yet because I was sick. So I've gotten the first third of the game to just about an hour. So
okay.
I should be able to do it when we do it. I decided to move it to July 4th because I think it'll be a lot easier to have when I have a whole day off.
Okay.
To just, waste 6 hours playing a game from 1991.
That's a great game though, Mark.
Yeah. It's my favorite game of all time. I've beaten it 20 times. This is my first time actually trying to do it quickly.
Are you doing a speed through?
Yeah, not speed through, but kind of try and time myself doing it and not, dilly-dallying around and, I'm not 100%ing it or anything, which I've done as well. Just trying to get it under six. Got thrown out the window. And more positive news on the stream. I finished Wild Arm Wednesday, so I beat a JRPG from 1997. It only took 6 months.
You're sticking with the 90s, I like it.
Yeah, so...
Sticking with the 90s, I like it.
Yeah, so, and then the new game, which will start next Wednesday, because I decided to take a week off, my voice is not going to hold up great if I do this plus a 2-hour stream. So that'll be Super Mario RPG, which might be the weirdest RPG that I love. From back in 96 on the Super Nintendo. It's a strange game. So anybody out there listening, feel free to, check that out. It'll be a fun time because it's a collaboration of Square, the people that made Final Fantasy, and Mario. And it's a beautiful blend. You guys will see it. It'll take me less than 6 months. So we won't be out that long. Only because I know how to play the game. I was learning Wild Arms and getting lost for entire episodes. But
I've never even heard of that game, Mark.
Yeah,
it's... Wild Arms, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I have heard of it from people that have played RPGs before, saying it's the one no one talks about. It's really good, and it is. It's really good. It's not too difficult if you pay attention, in terms of, you just have to sort of know how the battles, the rhythms are, and don't try to be over-aggressive. Sacrifice one person to just be a healer. you know, and not.
So, well, it's not as good as Final Fantasy, though, right?
Excuse me. So, yeah, so it's. No. Not that era of Final Fantasy, at least.
Okay.
But it's pretty good for the RPGs that are happening around that time.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a fun game. Like, you, it still has the old mechanics.
Where, how do you choose your game?
How'd I choose it? That one, I've heard a lot of people talk about it, and we're just like, yeah, let me give it a try. You know, I never beat it. Let's do it. This seems like a dumb idea. And then
what about Mario?
I picked Mario because I know the game, and I wanted to stick with a theme where I play some kind of RPG on Wednesdays. So
okay,
and that one I can have people jump in and out of, if like have co-commentators, because A, you don't really need the sound too much,
okay,
because it's not voiced, and two, you don't really need to know the story. I can fill in the stupid story details anytime someone jumps in, so it makes it a nice one where I don't have to count on somebody being there every week to stick up for everything,
now,
or have to do a long recap.
I know you were talking about, I know you were talking about doing a 24-hour like you did last year.
Yes.
When are you planning on doing that?
We haven't finalized it. It's going to be the week after your wedding because Extra Life, or the week before, one or the other, because Extra Life Day, quote-unquote, is the day after your wedding.
Okay.
Not to time it for anybody that actually does Extra Life out there. But yeah, so we obviously couldn't do your wedding, then do 24 hours of video games the next day. So we'll do it either.
That'd be tough for me.
Yeah, and I was also thinking of splitting it up 12-12, maybe over 2 weeks, too, just so we can maybe get more people involved. But that might be kiboshed by Anthony, because he, 24 hours. You know, that's the thing. Yeah. So let's see. Let me. It looks like our boss is on. He heard us mention him. So
fearless leader.
Yeah, fearless leader. Let me add him here, and then we can get. Yeah. So we'll see Anthony in a couple minutes here. Then we can just get into our topics. So, yeah, we did a nice thing of stretching it out. Let's try that again. So anyway, the one thing that I was, doing this week, that's pretty exciting is, we have this place for some reason up in, one of our neighborhoods where you can go and throw axes.
Oh, that's cool.
At targets and stuff like that. It's BYOB. You can just throw axes. You have to wear, shoes, closed-toe shoes, and long pants.
I guess that's pretty protective.
Yeah, that because they are actual sharp axes. So,
I don't think pants are going to really help.
Yeah.
Do pants really offer that much armor?
I guess they just don't want you wearing shorts.
Okay. So what would you say the armor statistics are?
Probably a 1.
Yeah, right, you know, plus 1.
You know, it'll scrape. You know, if the axe scrapes on your leg, it won't get to your leg, but if it comes straight on, I'm thinking it'll go through jeans.
Yeah, I don't think they offer that much protection.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
Yeah, it could be wrong. yeah, as we're talking here, trying to get Ann on here, but yeah, so I'm excited. You know, tomorrow to see what that is like, and I'll have a report. Yeah, I don't have a cornhole update. Because we won by forfeit the week before, and this week it got rained out.
Hey, listen, you take that W any way you can, Mark.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to try to add them one more time, and then I'll have you attempt to.
All right.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's not letting me do it, because...
Are you guys going to see Wonder Woman this weekend?
I'm going to see it sometime before we podcast again. So
okay,
yeah, so we can have a full review of it. I'm trying to think of anything else I can do. Yeah, so why don't you see if you can get him on your side while I talk about a couple other things coming up. Yeah, we'll get more deeper into it, but going back off of the video game thing we were talking about, I'm going to make sure the entire Wild Arms thing is up and loaded onto a playlist, and then I'm going to write a little article about it on the website, maybe get people to watch the whole thing. Who knows? We need to get some subscribers on that YouTube.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then we'll have everything else. I've changed the Sunday chill streams to mornings, because then again, I can have guests on instead of, you know, everybody's pretty tired by Sunday night.
True.
And I've also learned that the songs Sunday Morning by No Doubt and Easy Like Sunday Morning by Lionel Richie both get trademarked right away.
Okay.
They have muted those songs on my stream.
Oh.
So far the only thing I could use is Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
Yeah.
So.
Why can't I put the second Rockman?
Yeah, that's
I can't remember his name.
What, Adam Levine?
Adam Levine, yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, he could be a dick. He does come from a rich family.
I don't know. He used to have acting, like all of us did.
Yeah, but just the, you know, the very voice rude, stuff. But
I'm going to give him a pass on that.
And the other weird thing I found out on the final episode of Wild Arms, I do an opening song like 4 minutes or 5 minutes before, the show begins. I did I Will Remember You by, Sarah McLachlan.
What's that? Oh, Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. And then,
you did a little tribute?
Yeah, I did that. I was like, oh, this will be pretty cool. Not 2 minutes after I uploaded the thing or finished, you know, and it does an automatic upload.
Right.
They immediately muted it. It was like 2 minutes. Bam.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow. Somebody's like watching that like a hawk. And then at the end of the video, I did a little thing I threw together on Premiere where I did the opening movie for it, and I threw a Don't You Forget About Me on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it somehow matched up beautifully. I don't know how that happened. But that song never got muted. So I'm like, oh. I have no idea what the copyright claims are on Twitch.
Sarah McLachlan was watching it like a hawk.
Yeah, but Simple Minds, no problem.
They're just happy that someone remembers them.
Exactly. So, yeah, while we work at the technical difficulties getting Anthony on here, I'm just gonna start Video Game Corner. So, we'll take a ride
there,
and as usual, it starts off Video Game Corner.
Video Game Corner.
So, Big E3 coming up. It starts. Press conferences used to be Monday and Tuesday. Now, for some reason, they're stretching to Saturday. So since I'm not sure when this will be posted, I'm just going to rehash a couple things I think is going to happen on the main Monday and Tuesday press conferences with the big systems, you know, Sony, Microsoft, okay. Nintendo. That'll be safe because if this goes up on Monday, you know, I don't want to be talking about stuff that'll completely be debunked by the point it gets aired. Some of the Xbox stuff, maybe, because Xbox is due in the morning. So, anyway, let's start with Xbox. Obviously, Project Scorpio, their new big upgrade for system. Not a new console, just a huge upgrade on it. We'll get its official name. It will get a price, which my prediction will be, we'll say $450 as the base price. And then if you want to buy bigger hard drives, it can go up to as much as six. I don't know. The escalating thing, you know, pulling out of my ass in terms of how high that's going to go. But I think $450 is a good starting point for that. And obviously, it'll get a release date, which I think will be like the third week of November. I think that's a good, right before Black Friday, for it to come out. So, yeah. And basically, I should start off from the beginning. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do two predictions that I'm pretty sure are going to happen, and then one little crazy 50-50 one. So, that one will definitely happen. The other one that will definitely happen is, I believe, Forza, which is the racing Xbox exclusive. That'll headline the Scorpio lineup that they're going to announce the games, because car games look really good in presentations. They look really shiny, and the graphics look great, and you go, ooh, how round those tires are. you know, car games
are
really
good. I
never
got into them.
Yeah, they're really good to show off graphics and 4K and all that stuff. Unfortunately, everybody watching the stream will not be watching in 4K.
Question for you, Mark.
Yeah.
Do you play racing games a lot?
Not really. I mean...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't think they have a lot of replay value, honestly.
Yeah, it depends on how much you're into cars, because if you can keep improving them, upgrading the cars, getting all kinds of cars, working on them as virtual cars, you know, that'll last you. It's like sports games and stuff like that. But the only game, like, I guess Burnout Paradise would be one that I would play a lot from 360. That might have been the last one. Not Paradise. Was it just 3? Burnout 3? It's the one before Paradise, because I didn't get a chance to play Paradise. I finally got to stream that when it came free to Xbox One through Gold. But yeah.
Okay. But I think the last car game that I ever played was like Gran Turismo on the original PlayStation.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's kind of... I'm trying to think what... I think I played 5, Gran Turismo 5, on PS3. But yeah, anyway, car games are the best thing to show off. They'll probably do something like either a Crackdown or God of War, not God of War, like Halo or something to show off Scorpio. They'll do something like that, but it'll definitely be Forza will be the first thing you'll see.
Okay.
So... Xbox is all going to be Scorpio stuff, but I think the my 50-50 chance maybe happen, my pie in the sky thing is there's this game out on PC called PlayerUnknown's Battleground, and essentially it's like Hunger Games meets Battle Royale with guns and stuff like that.
Okay.
So
it's just Battle Royale.
Yeah, basically you just, you drop onto an island and you can go solo, you and 100 people, or you can go as duos, trios, or group of four.
Okay.
And just, last one to survive, you only get to use the weapons you can find, and they tighten the circle to force everyone in the middle, so it's been a big phenomenon. I'm trying to hook up with Tom to maybe stream that a little bit as a duo. Going through and being me being really terrible at shooters and him being Mr. Destiny Halo.
I was gonna say that's right up Tom's alley.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. So my prediction is that's gonna get announced as they're working on it to become Xbox One, like to console on Xbox One, Windows 10. You know, going through their whole gamut, like trying to beat off the hot, word of mouth that this is getting. To maybe help Xbox. So that's my 50-50 prediction. I don't think it'll work, but it seems like it's the perfect time for them to go ahead and do that. Yeah. But yeah, so Xbox will be pretty standard. Mostly Scorpio stuff, maybe some games, but yeah, we'll move on to I'll go to Sony. Sony is usually the last up in the afternoon. The most obvious thing that's going to happen is they're going to do a story DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn, that game that came out where you're fighting like the robotic dinosaurs and stuff like that. That game is pretty amazing. I haven't played through it completely yet because I got distracted by Persona 5. But they're definitely going to do story DLC, and that'll be announced, and it'll be a pretty big deal. Say that again?
Sorry to interrupt you, but what's that game called? Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn. Horizon, colon, Zero Dawn.
Jen has been telling me she's had dreams about that game, and she's never played it. So is it really that good?
It's really good. Yeah, it's like you know, like Tomb Raider-esque kinda. In that you get like a bow and, you know, all kinds of, it's like the world went back to like not even the Stone Age, probably like caveman age sorta. But they still have all this magic and technology. Okay. It's like, it's a weird mix, but game's really good. I've played like a third of it, and I'm looking to get back to it. But they'll definitely announce story DLC because that story is really good in it. The other obvious thing is they have to announce Bloodborne 2. I don't know if you're familiar with Bloodborne.
I played the first Bloodborne a little bit. It was really hard.
Yeah. Those From Software games are really tough. I love them. I have not beaten them. But I've gotten really far in all four of them that have come out. So they have to announce Bloodborne 2, and it's been 2 years. Dark Souls 3 was last year. So keep it on a regular schedule here.
Fucking Skype.
Hey!
Oh!
There goes Anthony.
Look who's back.
Hey!
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
They tried to keep you out, man.
They really will. They will force you to update if you don't want to.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So we're just in the middle of video game corner here.
Video game corner.
There we go. Proper music.
What did I miss?
I gave my predictions for Microsoft's press conference at E3, and then I'm in the middle of Sony's. So we got one more section, and then we'll move on. To Dan's little impressions of Wonder Woman, since we'll do a full review when all three of us have seen it. So
okay, cool.
So definitely they're going to announce Bloodborne 2. It's time, whether it comes out next year or later this year, I'm not sure. I would think it'd be a March release, but that's definitely coming. And then my 50-50 pie in the sky for Sony is that Shenmue 1 and 2, the old Dreamcast Xbox One game.
Shenmue?
Shenmue. Shenmue.
Shenmue.
Yeah, it's a really crazy game that was ahead of its time back in 2000 on the Dreamcast, where it was basically...
Was that one of the first, like, open world, sort of?
Yeah, where you could just, you could do everything. You could go to the arcade and play, you know, old Sega arcade games all day if you wanted to, instead of advancing the story. you know. Things like that, and if you didn't advance the story by a certain date, the game just ended. It's sort of what Persona does, but Persona kind of forces you to advance the story. This one, you could go all the way through for 4+ months, never do the story, and then it just ends one day. But yeah, but there's been a lot of trademarks, you know, made by Sony because Shenmue 3 is going to be coming out in 3 years or so. For the HD remasters. I think they announced it here in lieu of not really announcing anything about Shenmue 3. I think it's a good 50-50 shot at happening. I think it won't be as popular as they'd expect it to be. Like, the sales won't be as good on it. I'll probably end up buying it. I think that's something that I wouldn't be disappointed if it didn't happen, but following the little behind the scenes, you know, if you follow trademarks and stuff like that, this is definitely something that's coming. The final prediction here for Video Game Corner, we'll go to Nintendo. They just announced the Switch, so, you know, they got a lot of games that they have to announce. First and foremost, the most obvious one of the day, outside of Scorpio and the new Xbox thing, is they're gonna focus on Super Mario Odyssey, which is the new 3D Super Mario game. That's going to be the thing they're going to promote at the Treehouse and in their Direct, which is their press conference. So that's the easiest prediction. That is going to happen. They've already said it's going to happen. My other thing that pretty much I think is going to happen is they're going to list down a lot of ports from the Wii U to the Switch, meaning like Super Mario Maker, Super Smash Brothers. You know, any game that was successful on Wii U, which is very little, that they haven't already brought over. well, System only sold 12 million copies. So.
Really?
Yeah, in total. So there's only been about
12 million units or copies?
Units of the system. To put it in perspective, Sony and Microsoft are eking up the 50 million right now. And their system has been on the market for less time.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, the Wii U was a disaster. So they're going to bring all their good games over. Super Mario Maker is going to be the headliner. That's going to be the one that they'll say. Not going to be my pie in the sky, because this one's going to be a very long shot. But I wouldn't be surprised if they tease a Legend of Zelda Maker, where you could make your own dungeons in like the NES style of Zelda. And your own sort of Zelda game, just like you did with Super Mario. So, that's long shot, probably not going to happen, but it seems like with the way Breath of the Wild has been received, it'd be a nice thing to tease here. And then my, because Nintendo's usually pretty rigid in what they do, so my prediction 50-51 is that Retro Studios, which is one of their own studios, like first-party studios, hasn't done anything since Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze like 3 years ago. So they're in line to be having a game coming out. My thought is it's going to be a new Metroid game. Whether it's a 2D Metroid or 3D more like Prime, which Retro also worked on. I think they're going to announce some kind of Metroid game here. Probably not going to come true because Nintendo seems to hate Metroid. Because it doesn't sell well in Japan. But, you know, I'll be happy if they do that, because it at least showed that they're giving at least a chance for this game to get over, I guess. I don't know. They just need something on the Switch, because really, the big releases, they don't have many on the docket right now. So, you know, they got Mario coming up, ARMS is coming out soon, Splatoon 2 is coming out, and that's about it. So, a Metroid game would be a nice little mid-card, as they say in professional wrestling, game to put in there. To give people hope to want to buy the system. So, those are my predictions. I will write up an article about this as well, which may go live before or after the podcast is streamed, depending on how quickly I can put my thoughts together here. But, we're going to do what we did last year. I'm going to do my impressions of each press conference, which now starts on Saturday at 10 p.m. And then there's two on Sunday, and then there's Monday and Tuesday. And this shows the rest of the week. So a little bit earlier articles than usual, but look forward to that on the website. And the only other thing, I'll reiterate it, is that me and a friend of the site, Tom, are trying to set up doing this game called PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which is basically like Battle Royale, Hunger Games sort of thing, where you get thrown on an island with 100 players, and you fight to the death, and only one person remains.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's a pretty, good game to stream right now. You know, everybody's really into it. As far as I know, Tom's the only one that has, because I don't know if it'll work well on Mac, Ant. So
yeah,
I don't know if you'd be able to do it, and I don't know what the specs are for the laptop you would have, Dan, but
probably my laptop's probably not running anything anytime soon.
Tom seems to be the only one. Plus, it'll be funny because I'm terrible at first person shooters and he's really good at them, So
he's okay.
Yeah, but compared to me,
don't go inflating this guy's ego.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the Halo stream from the Extra Life, when me and Ant were absolutely awful, and how he was getting progressively more frustrated, that'll be the fun part of the stream.
He was probably having flashbacks to when I would just destroy him.
Are you playing anything else, like besides the streams and anything? Are you just playing Persona 5, or are you playing anything else?
Yeah, video games-wise, I'm just playing Persona 5. But since you're now on here, Ant, I want to play a little guessing game with you. I binge-watched a Netflix show this weekend that screams me. We'll let Dan guess first, because I'm pretty sure you're going to get it on first or second guess.
You watched a TV show that screams you?
Yeah, that's me.
What network?
It was the CW.
Was it Black Lightning?
No, I don't know how much you know of my history of television shows to have gotten. That's probably an unfair question. But Ant, what show?
I don't even know TV all that much.
Riverdale.
That is correct. The Archie remake on CW.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, and it's unfair. My thing is, I've watched a lot of high school teen dramas, Dan, which you may or may not know. So that show being sort of a very CW, old school CW show with a little mystery turned into it. So that show is strange in that it tries to do the Betty and Veronica, Archie comic book characters and Archie, but also this deep, dark mystery that's like Twin Peaks in there. And it conflicts a lot, but the acting is good enough that it kept me wanting to watch the episodes, and the writing was good enough. But I'd recommend that anyone that likes those kind of shows, or even likes a Veronica Mars, which is a better written teen mystery show, to go check it out. If you like Pretty Little Liars, you're probably going to love this show, because it, from what I've told watching both of them, the writing on this is much better and hooked me longer. So if you got hooked on that, I don't see how you wouldn't like this. But Luke Perry's in it, and one of the Zack and Cody's from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I don't know which one.
Does he play Jughead?
Yeah, he's Jughead. Yeah, yeah. So it's one of them. I know it's Cole Sprouse is the brother, but I don't know which one of Zack and Cody he played.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, not really.
He's probably the one always on the left.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
The other great thing is that the one actress who plays Veronica, the dark-haired one, for those of you that don't know the Archie comics out there, this is like her first professional acting gig, and you wouldn't know it. Like, she's definitely a stage performance in her background. It doesn't look like this is one of those where they found a kid on the street and went, "You kind of look like Betty, or you look like Veronica, or you look like Archie. Let's go on." They actually picked people that could act, or act in quotes for the CW. So check that out. It's interesting. You'll know by episode 2 whether you want to watch it through or not.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know we want to get to Dan's talk about Wonder Woman, but actually my I don't really have a topic this week, but I did want to talk to you guys because we don't really seem to talk about TV, so I just kind of wanted to get into talk to you guys about what you guys are watching these days. I think just because I don't think you guys were watching The Leftovers, but that wrapped up this past week, which was a very excellent show. If you have a chance to go back and watch it, I suggest it. So, what are you guys watching these days?
I'll let Dan go since I just said the big thing I've been watching.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. I've been watching Fargo Season 3.
Nice.
That's pretty much it.
What do you think of the season so far?
It's the weakest of the three, or the, yeah, I guess the three, right?
Yeah.
It's good, but it's not better than the first season, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Ewan McGregor fan. I don't know if that really has anything to do with it. I mean, he's doing a good job, but he's just not my cup of tea, really.
Yeah. I feel like with Fargo, you really got to wait till the end. Especially with like the last season two as well. It just kind of, it all kind of comes together and everything sorts of gets put in its place in the last episode usually. So yeah. I definitely agree with you that, you know, if we had to rank them, it would definitely be third, but it's still an excellent show. Especially compared to everything else on television. Definitely one of the, you know, the top shows of the year. That's it for you, Dan? You're not streaming anything?
I've also been watching Veep and Silicon Valley on HBO.
Okay. I've never actually gotten into either of those.
I'm surprised, because I think you would really like Silicon Valley. It's smartly written. The characters are very, very strong characters. None of them are really... They're in their sixth or fifth season now, and none of them feel like they've run their course. They're all still very fresh. At times, that show gets a little bit predictable. Like, you know, like, someone's going to fuck something up, and then someone's going to say at the last minute. But it's still a very well-written show. The characters are very well done. T.J. Miller is great on that show.
He's not coming back.
I heard this is his last season. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
I think he's really putting all his eggs into the emoji movie basket.
we'll
see if it pays off.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for me.
What about you, Mark?
Yeah, so outside of Riverdale, which I wrongly started to do at 11 o'clock at night and then didn't get much sleep the next day before work. Because it's the kind of...
Mark binged it for 7 straight hours.
Yeah, close. But,
8?
No, less. I basically split the 13-episode thing in half, so 6 and 7 over the 2 days. The other thing that is next on my list, 13 Reasons Why is on there, and there's a show on Netflix called, Girl Boss, and I got to catch up on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt too. So I saw all that while I was watching Riverdale. But the main thing I've been watching, or flipping around and didn't realize was on TV, was when Wheel of Fortune went off the air last night, I found out that there's a show about a talking dog on ABC called Downward Dog.
Holy shit.
And he's supposed to be, like, smart, intelligent dog, and all other dogs are stupid. I think that's the premise. I don't know. I watched it for, like, 10 minutes, and I went, they're really grasping at straws, because this show goes on top of the one where I've seen Jenna Elfman's show, where she has an imaginary friend run around with her.
Oh, my goodness.
These are things that are on the show and call it Family Guy.
This is a live action show though, right?
They're live action, yeah.
Live action. Gotcha.
I mean, obviously the...
Who does the voice of the dog? Anybody famous?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody famous in that show. I can look it up while I talk about, I think... There was a couple shows. I don't know. Ant, did you watch the OA?
I did watch the OA.
Is it worth
it? It's weird. It's definitely interesting. I would give it a shot. It's only 8 episodes. They're random run times too.
Okay.
Like some episodes are longer than others. It's an interesting show. It's like a solid 7, 7.5 maybe. I definitely think your opinion of it will come down to the last episode.
Okay.
I think you could either love it or hate it.
That's interesting. With
the, yeah. I think people were rubbed the wrong way by the ending. Okay. So, okay. But it was interesting.
Yeah, because that popped up on the list of recommendations after watching Riverdale for some reason.
Lynn loved it. She loved it a lot.
Okay.
So.
Well, she loves Suicide Squad, so I don't know where to take that advice.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Poor girls.
So apparently, the dog in Downward Dog is played by the writer of the show, Sam Hodges.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like nobody really. I think it might be like a vehicle for the main actress, I'm assuming.
And who's that?
It's Alison Tolman. Because there's no, it has to be for, like, she's like a comedian or something. I don't know.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, so, that's what I'm just saying, it's got to be. But anyway, it was funny. When I saw that immediately, my friend Dave on Twitter.
Alison Tolman, she was the deputy cop in the first season of Fargo, speaking of Fargo.
Okay.
Oh.
And it has to be for her, because no one else I even know, and she's the main character, so.
Molly Salverson was her character name in Fargo.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny, my friend tweeted at the same time that I was turning off that show going, there's a show about a talking dog on ABC? Like, just to show you where broadcast TV has gone, I mean.
Yeah, good lord.
When the greatest thing I've seen show wise was an Archie reboot. So let's get Dan's thoughts here on Wonder Woman before he has to head out.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes. That sounds like a plan. So on Sunday I was planning on seeing Wonder Woman this weekend, but I just decided to hell with it. You know, I'll get this over with now. I went and saw Wonder Woman with my fiance. Now, that intro makes it sound like I really didn't want to see it and that I thought it was going to be bad. But I'm saying that because of DC's extended universe, their track record. And I'm sure you guys understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I didn't mean to sound like a jerk. Yeah. So,
no, I know what you mean.
But honestly, it came down to either seeing that or seeing the new Pirates movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't justify spending $11 to see that movie.
I mean, so, I like the girl as an actress. It's in there. She's a weird one I discovered on that weird English show, Skins. I wouldn't even go see that.
The only people I know in that movie are Depp
and
Bardem, so.
Yeah.
And mostly I wanted to see how Bardem plays, so. But anyway, so me and my fiance, Jen, we went and saw Wonder Woman, and I'm going to say this, I enjoyed the movie. It was a good movie. It wasn't a great movie.
It's a step right? up.
Yes, exactly. It's easily, by like leaps and bounds, the best DC movie so far. Other than, I don't think anyone should count the Nolan trilogy, the Nolan Batman, because that's not a part of this cinematic universe.
Yeah. Nope.
But This is easily DC's extended universe's best film. And Gal Gadot, is it Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot?
Gadot.
I think it's Gadot.
Yeah, I think it's Gadot. But anyway, she does a great job in this. She's awesome as Wonder Woman. She's very inspiring. I can see why women should definitely be proud of this movie. And they finally have someone to look up to in terms of leading female heroes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to say this. I'm sure you guys have seen the Rotten Tomatoes and the cinema scores and stuff like that. I don't believe it deserves the ratings it's getting. And it's not a knock on this movie, to be clear.
Okay.
Because I've been talking to, they've kind of come out and told me, like, oh, is it because it's a woman? It has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. I went into this movie with maybe too high of expectations from what I've seen written, all the different critics' responses, blogs, and stuff like that. So when people start throwing around the word perfect, I expect it to be better than any comic book movie I've seen. Right? Because I think, Ant, Mark, I think we can all agree that The Dark Knight is a perfect comic book, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Yep.
Yeah.
Mark doesn't think so.
Yeah.
He hates that in Star Wars.
I hate that in Star Wars, yeah, because obviously I only like Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the only superhero movie I like.
It's definitely not one of the best action movies of the past 20 years.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's not a hesitation. That's not even a bit we're playing. I truly believe that.
So you didn't like Dark Knight?
No, I didn't like. Yeah, Dark Knight is in the top three comic book movies of all time for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, The Dark Knight is the upper echelon of comic book movies. I'd say it's the pinnacle of comic books, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say Logan is probably second or third. And then I go Avengers Iron, just because Avengers was such a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
But when I'm seeing these kind of ratings, I expect it to be just as good, if not better, than The Dark Knight, and it's not. It's not anywhere near as good as
yeah.
CGI is clunky at times. A couple times I was kind of laughing at it. The storyline is kind of predictable. A lot of in my mind, there was a few comparisons to the first Captain America movie.
Yeah.
And not because it's set in, War One, where he was set in World War II. When you gentlemen see it, you might be able to take out. But that's something that we're getting.
You broke up a little bit there.
Oh, what was the last thing you heard?
When you gentlemen see it.
Oh, all right. Yeah. When you guys see the movie, maybe you'll see a couple of the comparisons. I can tell you when you see it. Okay. You let me know. I'll see.
I mean, it's tough to take stock in a Rotten Tomatoes score, because what would you say you would give it, like a 6.5, maybe a 7?
Yeah, I'd say low 7.
Okay, so let's say you give it a 7, and that's technically a fresh rating, right? So you gave it a fresh rating, even though you gave it a 7. If 10 people gave it 7s, then they're all fresh ratings. So it's like, I think Rotten Tomatoes is a good indicator of if it's a good movie or not, but I don't think it's a good indicator of how good a movie it is.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't use that score to compare it to compare one movie to another. It's like, oh, this movie's better. It's got a 98 versus this one's got a 79. You know.
Yeah. It goes the same way for, I guess movies would be in this category too, but for on a video game size, with Metacritic, it's the same thing. If it's in a certain range, you know it's good, but you can't use that as basis to compare to other films.
I think more like an IMDb score is more where you're starting to question that. But I haven't looked at what the IMDb score of Wonder Woman is. I don't know exactly what that is at this point. I'm sure I can look it up.
Anthony,
Anthony and I were messaging each other. I messaged him. I told him I was going to see it. And the next day, we're talking about it a little bit. And he brought up a good point, and I think it sums it up. I think Wonder Woman, like I said, best DC extended universe. I'd say it's middle of the pack if it's a Marvel. If this is a Marvel movie, it's up there with Doctor Strange, Ant-Man. So those movies aren't great movies. They're good movies. They're entertaining. And that's really all you can hope for with those types.
Yeah.
They're serviceable.
Hey, you're breaking up again.
I apologize, guys. What I'm saying is that Wonder Woman connects to the sum of its parts. So, you know, she's going to be in Justice League, obviously, and this is a good connection to the Justice League. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically with this movie, I think they needed something to stabilize the universe.
Stop eating, for sure.
Which I saw a funny thing was, like, you know, Wonder Woman gets all this praise, and then, like, oh, less than a week later, they're announcing possible Suicide Squad 2. And someone went,
yeah.
Someone was like, yeah, can't let that Wonder Woman good feeling last too long, huh, DC?
Yeah,
I believe it's Suicide Squad.
Oh, God.
Trademarked by me.
If they come out with that as the official title, I think I'm going to never see another DC movie again. That's so bad.
But yeah, so I think from what I've heard, Wonder Woman is sort of stabilizes it, and then it gives them the chance with Flash and Justice League, you know, to build, you know, a standalone Batman. You know, it gives them a nice foundation.
It's like a hitter that's you know, in a cold streak where he's just looking for that single.
Yeah.
You know, instead of swinging for the fences every time, he needs to really just get that one on base. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Wonder Woman does that. I think Wonder Woman is a solid hit. It's not. I don't think it hits it out of the park.
Right.
And one thing it brought up to me, and I noticed in a lot of different comment sections, that, you know, DC fans will, like, oh, you know, DC is going for more gritty and realist. Marvel just plays it safe. It brought up, do people confuse safe with successful? You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't necessarily call Marvel "quote unquote" safe. I mean, yeah, they have their formula which they stick to, but I if I'm not mistaken, I think Marvel has killed off more people than DC has. Wouldn't that be a little bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm trying to think of who they've killed off.
Recently they killed Yondu.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
I guess the other major kill that I can think of, they actually retconned a little bit. You know, I didn't watch the whole Avengers TV show to know if that, like, took place before.
Right, I think they bring him back.
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about Coulson?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I get your point in that, you know, sometimes people think they want, you know, a more realistic, you know, not playing it safe movie, and then they get it and they go, well, this isn't what I want, it's not as good as the other ones, you know, mm-hmm. it's just, people don't know what they want, you know, that's why you can't, it's like the old adage in sports. You know, if a GM listens to the fans in Sports Talk Radio, he'll be the one sitting with them one day. You know,
right.
So you can't, You can't do that in movies. You gotta find your vision, go with it. They tried to do that for two movies with Zack Snyder, and it went off the rails. Or three movies with Man of Steel, you know, and it didn't work. So now with Wonder Woman, got a little bit different of a, you know, we'll say mind in there. I can't think of a better word right now. But to lead it, or at least start over, going into everything else, and maybe that'll restart it. Marvel just got lucky that they hit with Iron Man, and then they kept the same aesthetic all the way through to now. And they haven't tried to go too far out of the boundary. Guardians was the biggest one, but that hit probably better than they thought. So they were like, okay, all right, we know our rhythm. DC needs to find that. And the problem is that they're comparing themselves to Marvel now instead of Marvel Iron Man time period. And I think that goes back to your discussion with scores. I think why you went in with higher expectations, but when those reviewers saw that movie, they probably went in a little lower. So when they saw an actual good movie, they were like, oh, this is definitely an 8. 8.5. I mean, I actually enjoyed this movie, you know.
Right. So it was kind of like a fool's gold kind of thing.
Yeah.
What one of my worries was when this movie was announced, and I kind of had a feeling that no matter how good or bad this movie was, it was going to succeed based on it being the first, not really the first, but this iconic character getting her own movie. So I went in hoping, and I hope this is good because it's good. It's not, oh, it's good because it's a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. This movie does nothing groundbreaking by any means. Like I said, Gal is a solid actor in this movie. Pine is okay. He doesn't do anything different. You know, he doesn't really bring too much to the table in this movie. The villains are weak, in my opinion. And that's pretty much it. That sums it up. It's a good movie. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, Jen, she liked it. She enjoyed it. That's good. She should enjoy it.
Yeah.
Bring Lynn. Should enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it final thoughts on it, Dan? Because we don't want to, I guess, go too much deeper, since we'll be revisiting this in about a week or two. So,
Dan.
Hey, sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah. Any final thought, or was that your final thought?
Any final thoughts? It doesn't get me excited for Justice League. It gets me excited to see Wonder Woman 2.
Okay.
I want to see what she does in the sequel, but I have a feeling that they're just going to ride this into Justice League. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look, now it's Wonder Woman in Justice League, and not here's Justice League.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them. Like you said, this is kind of like the kid who just got a brand new toy. They're like, oh wow, this is shiny and new, and let's see how long this lasts.
Yeah.
But again, I want you guys to make up your own mind when you see it. Solid movie. I think you'll enjoy it, but same time, I think you'll see where I'm coming from, where, hey, you're like, hey, you know what? They could have done this better. They had a chance to do something different with this character, and they didn't. But you'll see. It's go out, support it. It's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
That's the long and short of it.
Okay. So, Dan, if you wanna head out, I know you got to get to work. Yes. Mark and I can kind of finish things out.
Yeah.
After you go.
I appreciate all right. it. Please let me know what you think.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, we'll text you as soon as we see it.
We'll do a more in-depth review.
Mm-hmm. After
you guys see it, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
All right, take care.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Yes. All right.
So yeah. I guess we'll loop back into the TV topic, because is there something you want to talk about?
I just wanted to kind of touch on what I've been watching.
Yeah.
I posted the article yesterday about we're watching Lost.
Okay.
This is my first time through, my wife's second time. It's good so far. We're like a few episodes into the second season.
Okay.
Michelle Rodriguez is just starting to get a larger role.
Nice.
I can't wait to watch her die, because Michelle Rodriguez dies in everything.
But she could also be brought back.
Yeah, it's entirely possible that she could be brought back to life. No, it's good. It's definitely, like I said, it's definitely a show that probably would have benefited from them sitting on it for about 10 years.
Yeah. I guess that's where the whole Leftovers thing comes from, because that's Lindelof too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Which was excellent. Can't stress enough. It's, you know, it on the whole, I'd probably give that series a 9.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a like on the whole, like there are some episodes that, you know, maybe don't work as well as the others, and some of them, you know, it's a very interesting watch at times. You know, it's kind of, there are some things that are just like very outside the box, but it had one of the best endings to any series that I've seen. Really satisfying, and they didn't try and do too much with the ending, but they were able to answer the questions that needed to be asked, and kind of like left a few things up to the imagination. It was really well done.
Yeah.
Besides that, I've been trying to watch the original run of Twin Peaks.
Okay, that's going to be tough.
And I don't know if it's just because it's a very, like, I never watched it, and it's very 90s.
Yeah.
If that's just not into it. But at the same time, as much as I like David Lynch, spending all that time with him is a lot to ask.
I only have seen the first season. I only seen it through once back when we were back in college. One of the friends I had the DVD set, or had I forget how we watched it. Maybe he downloaded it illegally. I forget. But I watched it while drinking alcohol, so I don't remember a whole bunch of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we thought it'd be, let's get loaded and watch Twin Peaks and see if we can figure it out better.
Definitely not the show that you need to. Yeah. You need to watch that.
Yeah, we found
sober
that out quickly
as fuck.
So
yeah.
So I've watched it, but I don't remember much of it at all. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool that they're doing that. The new season of it. I think it's one of those things, like I was mentioning back in Video Game Corner with Shenmue, that it's going to be a very small crowd that's going to get excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be, all of a sudden it's going to be this big massive hit, because unless if they completely, have you heard anything about the third season?
I've heard that it's nothing like anything in the first two seasons.
That's what I was saying.
Like,
I didn't hear much, but I'm glad to hear that, because you need to divorce the third season from the first two, because it's a tough ask, as you're finding out,
mm-hmm.
to go back and try and watch those to figure things out. But, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's even weirder, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think it's like more of Lynch's later stuff, like Inland Empire and Mulholland Drive, which were two very good movies. But, you know, I think you know, Mulholland Drive is excellent, and Inland Empire is kind of forgettable, but it wasn't bad. From what I remember watching it wasn't bad.
And they're at
most, it was kind of ugly looking.
And they're at worst, 2 hours in David
Lynch's mind? I think Inland, they're like 2.5 hours.
Well,
they're long. They're not short. They're not short, but yeah, they're enough, basically.
Yeah. And it's not like spending 20 hours or how many long, you know, the first season of Twin Peaks is in David Lynch's mind.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit, that's a little bit too long. And other than that, I've just been, you know, kind of putting on in the background the U.S. Office. I've just been kind of watching through again, which I haven't done in a while. I'm like in the second season right now.
I had a fun off point with that. I don't know if we argued about this before, but I basically stopped watching once Pam and Jim got married. Like, literally, that episode, I didn't watch one after. Because I'm like, I was like, that's the end of the show. In my mind, I'm out. You know?
I could definitely see that. They actually had the birth episode, the first birth, was actually a very good episode, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, if you dropped off there, I wouldn't say that you missed much more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it used to be a show I tried to watch every week, then that story happened, and I'm like, I'm not really... It was starting to get a little dry at that point, you know, by that many seasons, and then the main storyline I was there for basically ended. But it's a good show to go back to, and I constantly watch any reruns I can if I can catch it in that window that I've seen it, and just the sheer amount of... You know, how that show started, if you watch first season, and how it made comedic stars like no show has in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
That first season is a tough watch, too.
Yeah.
It's very grimy looking.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the budgets are pretty low for those first six episodes. Man, Michael Scott could have been fired like in every single episode.
Yeah.
it's funny how like it's a little, you know, it's 12 years old at this point, which is incredible.
Yeah,
and it makes me want to jump off the roof.
Yeah,
because we were in college when the first season aired.
Not even starting, but, we were in.
Yeah, it was 2005, so we were juniors.
Yeah,
we might have even been sophomores.
If it's right in the spring, yeah, we would have been sophomores.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny how like you know, he was obviously an asshole in the first season. He's an asshole. He eventually just become more of a buffoon. But he's even like, looking back at it now, he's even worse than he was back then.
Yeah, and it's just amazing watching those growing pains that they go through.
Yeah.
And at least six of those actors, you know, move on to at least do something with their career.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amazing for a sitcom.
Yeah, I mean, Ed Helms has gone on to do things. I mean, I guess Carell was already kind of a name at that point, but I guess he became one of the biggest stars in Hollywood at one point. And then you got Mindy Kaling, who had a run on a show for a while. I don't think her show's still on, is it?
It was on...
I think it went to Hulu.
Hulu, that's where it went,
It's on Hulu. And then Ellie Kemper eventually would come on, and she's got Kimmy Schmidt.
And Jenna Fisher for a while. John Krasinski still pops up every so often.
You know, yeah, those two is surprising that they haven't had bigger careers.
I
know he was in the Benghazi movie.
Yeah,
Krasinski.
Yeah, it looks like he's starting to go a little more serious movie now.
Yeah,
after trying to do the comedies, but it's just that show is amazing. It's like it gives me the opposite of watching early Scrubs.
That's a show I would like to go back and revisit.
That show started off so much better than The Office did.
Yeah. Yeah, the first season of Scrubs is very strong.
And it just has different trajectory. Like, as that goes along, that's a slow decline on it, while The Office goes up and then sort of has a rapid descent, which is what most sitcoms do after seasons 5, 6, barring Seinfeld.
Right.
But, yeah, just going back and watching some of those shows sometimes just while they're on in the background is amazing. And, oh, one of my friends I was talking to about something else brought up a point, and you would be a better answer for this than I am. What is the golden range of The Simpsons, seasons-wise?
We are actually having this conversation at work, like, 2 days ago. It's season 3 to about season 8.
Okay.
Is what the golden era of The Simpsons is. And there's a question of how long they remained watchable after that. You know, I was talking to one guy who says that he stopped watching after 8. And I would contend that it's still watchable through the teen seasons,
yeah.
Like at like early teens.
Yeah.
I usually point at there are three benchmarks, which are arguably the three benchmarks where you could say that The Simpsons died. It's the episode where Principal Skinner turns out to be fraud and is Armin Tanzarian posing as Principal Skinner. The one I point to is the one where Maude Flanders killed. And then the third one is the Behind the Laughter episode, which was the parody of Behind the Music.
Yeah.
Those are the three. But, yeah, no, 3 through 8 is what you would consider golden era Simpsons.
Yeah, his opinion was nothing double digits is worth watching.
Yeah, I'm a little more forgiving.
But yeah, that was his opinion on it. And I'm like, I've seen a lot of episodes, but I don't have a strong enough opinion to be in this conversation with you, dude.
Yeah. That's a good question, and it's something that I was actually kicking around of doing, like, kind of an in-depth dive into an article.
Mm-hmm. Here's the kickstart to it.
Yeah, right? I was actually thinking about that today. But yeah, no, you know, I would have to actually look at, like, episode lists of seasons and kind of, you know. But, like, 3 through 8, every single episode that they play, every single episode in those seasons are absolute classics.
Yeah,
like incredible runs of episodes that are like, oh man, it's this episode, and then followed by this episode. It's pretty impressive.
And if I got my years right, that's probably the years I was watching it. Was that early '90s through mid '90s?
So yeah, that would have been like '89, '90, '91 through '97.
Yeah,
'91 through '97.
Yeah, that's probably I probably watched regularly through that. Don't have much memories because I watched the reruns to get it burned into my memory. But, yeah, I probably cut off right about there. Right about middle school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would have been. But, yeah, it's fascinating. And, like, when I go through, you know, Netflix to finish off, because we haven't talked about TV in a while, it's fun to see what Netflix is trying to do in the TV space, where it's not just... they're actually trying to be a broadcast network, and in the sense that they have like a wide range of things that they're doing
right
there, not just focusing on, you know, highly succeed. You know, it has the Marvel stuff over here. It has these comedies over here. And then it's starting to do some more drama stuff, you know, with Girl Boss. And there was that, is that a show, that thing, that isn't Daniel Radcliffe in something on Netflix? Or
he's got a BBC, like, he's got a show that's like from the BBC.
Maybe that's it. Okay, I don't know. I just saw it switch, but it's like it seems like they're starting to, you know, genreize. I don't know if that's a word. They're original selections. You know, it's not just we're just going to do, you know, great television, meaning, you know, House Cards and, you know, the things they did early on. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting because I barely watched Upfronts this year, which is something, it's the first year I've done that, because everything I heard going into it, I'm like, this is all, like, they're not even trying anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, Downward Dog, not that wasn't in this year's Upfronts, but it's like, you know, just, they're trying these high concept stuff that's just not working or feels like it's 10 years behind. The funniest show that's coming out, I don't even know the name of it, but it's essentially, there's a magician that's helping cops solve crimes, that's coming out on NBC. I'm like, okay, I guess, but, you know, it's just weird. Television's getting strange in that there's like no seasons anymore, so you can't really, you know, predict much, and Emmys are getting tough because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think just like anything else, even my habits, Riverdale's been on CW, and I have cable in a cable box, but I waited until Netflix put it all on there before I watched it.
Right.
You know, like, I had curiosity about it when I heard it in Upfronts last year, but I didn't watch it until I could watch all of it. So it's just the way we're watching TV now, that a show like The Leftovers, which I think you watch week by week, right?
Yep.
You know, it's becoming few and far between to do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still doing that with, you know, most of the HBO shows I watch, we'll do it that way. And Fargo, usually, I'm missing it, right? I just missed it, but I'll, you know, I've been watching it week to week on demand.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul, I've kind of dropped off on. I got to kind of catch up, so I'll be binging that. Basically, up in between now and I guess next month, I'm not going to really be watching much until Game of Thrones comes back.
Yeah. Are you still hate watching Walking Dead?
No, I dropped off years ago.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That seems like a show that's hate watch now.
Let me check. I can probably tell you how long ago I stopped watching. Because I know exactly the storyline that I tapped out of.
Yeah, I was discussing this, and again, I'm the one that has the experience in the genre, but when I was thinking about it while watching Riverdale, I'm like, this is the first time the CW in a while has actually tried to make a CW show. Like, they didn't try to do some high concept, like Rain being like sort of a angsty teen thing about Mary, Queen of Scots in the 1500s or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like the 100 and Tomorrow People, you know, has sci-fi elements to it, star-crossed. You know, this was basic Americana, you know, with a little bit of a murder mystery in it. And it felt like, for the first time, I think this is the first show in a while that I've actually gone, yeah, you know, this isn't bad, you know. I think I said to you on text, I was like, it's good, it's not Emmy-winning anything, you know, but, you know, it doesn't make me want to turn off the TV or roll my eyes at any point.
Right.
Even though there are eye-rolling moments, because, like I said, when they collide trying to be this serious murder mystery on top of high school stuff, sometimes you can't really guess the motivations of certain characters and it gets weird, but they, in the final three episodes, they bring it all together and then leave you with a pretty good cliffhanger. But, so did you find out when you dropped off Walking Dead?
Last episode I watched was Season 5, Episode 8.
Okay.
And that was November 30th, 2014. So...
was that like the end of a thread in that season?
That was the episode that Beth died.
Okay.
And Beth was the worst character on the show. And they stretched out her death for 4 episodes. So there's a whole sequence where she gets, like, she has a whole episode devoted to herself.
Yeah.
And then they go away, then they don't resolve that. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to sit through another goddamn episode with her. And then they left her for like two episodes and they came back for her, to her in like the next one. And I guess this was probably, yeah, that was the like mid season finale that they did it.
Okay.
And then after that, I was like, nope, no more.
Oh, man. Well, any final thoughts? It looks like we've been at it for a good bit here. Probably eking up to an hour and a half at this point.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah.
I guess we could end it there. Yeah.
I have nothing else to say. I'm debating whether to write a small thoughts on Riverdale, because I've been thinking about it since I watched it.
We could always do more content, man. More content.
Yeah, well, I'm debating it because I'm going to be having a lot of written content this weekend.
That's true.
And coming up. So, but I might sneak that in beforehand because it was just, it just felt like a throwback, a good one at that. Catch you up on a couple things, everyone. Like I had said during video game corner, I'm trying to hook up to do a couple streams of doing PlayerUnknown Battleground with friend of the site Tom. Just to, you know, let's see how that goes. It could be terrible, it could be great. Yeah, do a little bit of that. We'll be doing Super Mario RPG next Wednesday. The Wednesday that you hear this, that's coming up at this point. We'll start from scratch just because I wanted to do a little work on stuff beforehand, and plus I wanted to get all the E3 stuff out of the way before I actually started it. So that'll be coming up for you. And do you have anything coming up? Any Friday stuff you're thinking of?
I'm trying to kick around some stuff for, I guess this will probably air after. Trying to get back into doing the weekly Five on Fridays because it's been neglected so far this year. I guess The Mummy's coming out this weekend, so maybe there'll be an article related to that. It's a few more months until 31 Days of Horror.
Yeah, and then we're also going to probably be starting our, now that everybody's done their weddings and honeymoons and stuff like that, we can start talking Extra Life. Me and Dan talked about it a little bit before you jumped on. He was a little curious about how it worked. So,
gotcha.
We'll discuss that. Do you want to, I opened the show here, probably didn't do it as normally as you do it, but do you want to close us out here?
Yeah, sure. So you can reach us at themaindamey.com. That's the main website where you can find all our content. We are on Twitter at themaindamey. Questions or comments, you can shoot us an email at themaindamey@gmail.com. Our Twitch stream, where Mark does it every Wednesday.
And Sunday morning. Right.
Wednesdays and Sunday mornings for right now. At twitch.tv/themaindamey. If you want to just go back and look at anything he's streamed in the past, you can do that at tinyurl.com/themaindamey.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Follow us, subscribe, whatever it's called on YouTube. I think it's subscribe. So that we can get our vanity URL so we don't have to keep this tiny URL going around. So.
Yes. This podcast is available on iTunes. If you're on iTunes, give us some ratings. Comments, give us some reviews. It always helps. Helps us get seen. Mark Myers is on Twitter at @offthemarktweet.
Correct.
I am at @AntDelVec. I don't remember what Dan's is. I think it might be at @BatDan122.
I think it's
about right.
I think it might be at @TheAquino122 now.
Yeah, he's private anyway, so you can't get in touch on there. But you can also go on to our Facebook group, facebook.com/TheMaindamey. And those are all the ways to get in contact with us. I'm sure we'll be back shortly. We've been doing these every other week, more or less. So plan for 2 weeks from now, hopefully another episode.
Yeah.
So for Mark Myers and the previously gone Dan Aquino, this is Anthony Delvecchio saying, Jason Lively, please go fuck yourself.